It's time for Jason Wilde on the Homer Hour on 94.5 ESPN.
Everybody should get information on the Packers from Jason Wilde every day of the year. And we do our part, WisconsinOnDemand.com. There's just a picture, and it says, I think it says Wilde. I think I have that right. I can remember it was Jason Wilde, Wilde. And you just hit that, and you get everything Jason Wilde says. All over all the shows and everything. Good afternoon, Jason. How are you today?
Hello, Steve. I'm great. Thank you for asking. How are you?
I'm outstanding. All right. I wanted to know, because I think I violated the rule for Rain Man, asking punter questions, first ever. Okay. And maybe you would know. The Packer punter who holds the Green Bay record, 132 punts inside the 20.
Well, it has to be someone who, A, did that when they started keeping that statistic, and B, had a fairly long tenure, and there haven't been enough of them in recent years anyway to have that long of a tenure. Craig Hentrick.
Tim Maste.
Tim, we love Tim.
I know.
Yeah, that's
and
great.
Now,
the good guys.
Name one of the two punters, and one was like in the 30s, who hold the Packer record. They had five punts blocked.
Bucky Scribner.
Oh, great. I remember him when I was there. Don Bracken had five punts blocked.
Oh,
that's
same-ish era. Yeah,
yes, pretty much, I still think the greatest question is, in college, they were 1-2 in the country in punting. Packer quarterbacks who played with each other for the Packers. Who were they?
Bart Starr and Zeke Bratkowski.
Yep. And I think Bart Starr was the winner at Alabama. Bratkowski was at Georgia, but someone can look it up. And then, boy, Dowler punted for the Packers. I don't think Starr ever did he? Max McGee punted for the Packers. There were a number of players that were good punters back then.
Horning kicked.
Horning
yeah,
did.
Horning
the
kicker.
Arguably,
yeah.
And someone can look at this, the Institute, the worst place kicker in one season in the history of the NFL. That's why, in fact,
history of the NFL.
The history of the NFL. That is why Vince Lombardi got Don Chandler out of retirement to come play the last 3 years. I'll look this up. You can't believe that Horning was this bad. You won't believe it.
Well, he wasn't really a kicker.
But like, he was pretty good the year before. Yeah, he was the MVP. And then, I don't know, I never asked him, because I didn't have in this information, as to say, why were you just so pathetic?
So terrible. Yeah, that's a great question.
Hold on, here we go. Let's see, kicking, we're going to get to it. It's just impossible that, like, he was 1 of 10 inside 20 yards or something.
It was too close for him.
Yeah, I think he made one 50-yard kick. Know where these are. Never mind. It's punting. No one cares. It's a kicker. No one cares. All right. Let's get to. Are you thinking the Packers are going to do things any differently than Goody has done them? My answer is no. Last year, he made the moves because two teams were really stupid and he was able to get somebody. Whatever he does, I expect free agency, not a trade, because with a trade, you got to give up stuff. But you can prove me wrong right now.
All right, well, first of all, I'm totally distracted because I just opened a package from one of the all-time great human beings, 7'2½".
Oh, John Anderson.
John Anderson, who sent me a Missouri sweatshirt. What a guy he is.
Yeah. I told you what he did. Nice. I mentioned this group, and he said he had a goat, and so he bought some goats for the lady in Haiti.
God,
yeah, he's
great.
He is a special, human being.
He is.
And it's funny, he hasn't sent me. He didn't send me any sweatshirt.
Well,
but that's all right.
He likes me better, and can't blame him for that. So I think it's interesting that, because I kind of view this as the silly season, right? Like the last couple of weeks. Once your team is eliminated, you know, your mind has to be occupied with something, right? And with some teams, it's a coaching search, right? Because there's a change either in the head coach or there's a change on the staff, you know, teams that fire their offensive or defensive coordinator. We had that, you know, a year ago. I believe Jeff Hafley was hired on January 31st. So we're kind of on coming up on the one-year anniversary of that. So everybody that loves the Packers, and quite frankly, those of us that cover the Packers, obviously care about it for our jobs, are thinking, okay, well, what are they doing? What are they thinking? What could they be, you know? And sometimes it leads to kind of crazy conjecture. You know, I know the Browns GM has publicly said that he is not under any circumstances trading Myles Garrett. Now, I suppose if Myles Garrett decided that he was going to force him to do that, he could certainly do everything he could to make that.
But don't you think there's no way Goody would trade? He doesn't
no,
do trade.
Not for him. Now, the question I have, because, you know, and you know, the 33rd team, which obviously has people that worked in the league working for them,
mm-hmm.
had projected that a trade for Max Crosby would basically cost, I don't know if it was a second and a third in separate drafts or what it was, but it was, in my estimation, for a guy who's only 27, a pretty good deal. And a guy that plays like a ridiculous number of snaps. I know he had some injury issues this past season.
Who came up with that?
Yeah, it's again, I don't know. I assume they talk to other people. I mean, they've got people that are former GMs on their staff. So I would.
I mean, Brady's involved. Isn't that a kind of player who's like two number ones or a one and a two?
Yeah, I don't know.
Okay.
And let's be honest, now that, you know, they've hired a real coach who has won a Super Bowl, who has the, as Mike McCarthy likes to say, the pelts on the wall in Pete Carroll, as opposed to, you know, Antonio Pierce, who was a very good NFL player and certainly had the player's support until he didn't, basically, right? But when he was the interim last year, or the 23 season, all the players rallied around him. But then this year, you know, they were jumping off the boat like anybody else,
yeah,
including Devontae Adams.
I mean, you'll find out. To me, there's no way that they hire and make the move that they did if Brady's not involved with the team. Because Al Davis's kid is nuts and not very talented at doing that. And I can easily see Brady saying, let's bring the old man in. And
yeah,
the GM
to,
as well.
Legitimize. Right, yeah. And to legitimize what they're doing as opposed to, you know, taking all these big swings that end up being swings and misses. And so, you know, maybe Max Crosby doesn't want to leave now, right? I mean,
yeah.
They could certainly, not that it's like football in the NIL era, but, you know, if he was thinking, okay, I got to get out of here, maybe they can re-recruit him, if you will, and he doesn't want to be traded. But that is a guy that plays a position of need, is still young, has shown what an impact he can have. But I keep hearing Goody in his season-ending press conference with us talking about how you better be right if you do something like that, because not only does it cost you the draft capital that you are giving up to acquire that player, but you are also acquiring a much more expensive contract. And for everybody who thinks Goody wants them to be the youngest team in the league because, you know, it's just because he thinks it's a young man's game, and he does believe that. The other benefit of that is that you keep your labor costs down in a huge way. Like, you know, does he regret the contract he gave to Jair? I bet he does. I know he regrets the contract he gave to David Bakhtiari, and I don't know, maybe there's even a sneaking feeling of regret with Rashawn Gary.
But that doesn't mean his plan and his idea is wrong. It just means he picked the wrong guys.
Well, or it's that nobody is really worth it, right?
Yeah.
Like, I think one of the great studies will be Elgton Jenkins. Like, especially if he ends up moving to center and they don't re-sign Josh Myers, who I really don't think they will, unless, you know, he just doesn't have a market somehow. But, like, is he going to give a third contract to Elgton? I don't know. But there, I think he's probably at a point
what
where
would
his
you,
mentality is...
What would you guess?
You'd
lean toward yes, but now...
I would.
Yeah.
But again, you know, he just gave Kenny Clark a third contract. How'd that go this year? Right? And then what my point is that maybe he's even going to become reluctant. And again, I have not delved into this further with Goody. This is my opinion. This is not from my conversations with him. but he brought up the stat last year before the draft that on average, you know, you sign like 2.1 of your draft picks mm-hmm. to second contract.
Yeah.
And that was almost as if he was saying, and that might be a little too much. Like, I think he just plans on churning the roster, getting more young guys, and that he believes in today's league, that's the way to do it. And if there's someone who really and truly, like Zach Tom, who I know didn't have as good of a season, but the dude was never the same after tearing his pec in the offseason. He dealt with a lot of stuff. I still think he's this type of player that gets the second contract. But what about Rasheed Walker? Like, do you think he's looking at Rasheed Walker going, okay, we need to pay him? Or, well, we made it work with a seventh-round pick out of Penn State. This time, you know, we'll get another year out of him, and then we'll draft somebody else, or we'll move Jordan Morgan there. Like, I just – so that's why the Max Crosby trade idea during the silly season feels a little unlikely, but I would never say never, because he did say, if that player is going to change your franchise, then you have to do it. And if he's able to be that type of game wrecker as a pass rusher, and I'm sure he's got Josh Jacobs and Keyshawn Nixon, you know, sending him texts, Goody, come on, this is our guy, we can vouch for him, et cetera, having played with him for the Raiders, then maybe he does. Maybe he's willing to do that. But he's not going to break the bank for Myles Garrett. He's not. I have a really hard time picturing him, you know, paying for T. Higgins. And if I'm the, by the way, if I'm the Bengals, I'm franchise tagging T. Higgins. I'm signing Ja'Marr Chase to an extension, and then I'm getting something for Higgins, just the way Goody got something for Davante Adams.
Yep. No, I just, anything's possible, but he's been around Goody for a long time, and he's got a pretty consistent pattern, and certainly he changed that by going after free agents, but it's clear that those were players that even at the time, especially with McKinney, we're thinking, what are they thinking about trading this guy? You know, they didn't, I guess, right, we've believed the Giants didn't think that safety was a position of importance, or that they were just idiots.
Both.
Well, I think. I mean, he also, you know, got rid of Saquon Barkley. But
right,
look,
so I think if somebody's as stupid with a free agent, Goody will go after him again, but otherwise.
Right, and remember, both those guys, certainly more so McKinney, but Josh Jacobs entered the league. I think he was only 20 years old when he left Alabama. You know, both those guys were still young free agents. Like, and the same is true. Like, there is no way in God's green earth that Goody would want Za'Darius Smith back now.
Right.
Right? Just because of the way he left, but because he's old, right?
And it's not how Goody does things. And
right.
I would emphasize, we've discussed this about the Packers, but I think everybody has to agree, the Packers are good. We're just discussing how good, but he...
Yes.
Goody has been serviceable, better than serviceable. Yeah, so it's not like you're going to say everything. He's going to think, oh, my approach has been horrible. You know, I don't have any idea. This doesn't work. No, he's seen it work. He does the same, and they pick their spots when they see something there or when somebody else is stupid. But they just don't – they don't trade and give up picks.
No. No, they don't. They get – I mean, even Goody said that. We've gotten some first-round picks.
Yes.
Right? I mean, he got one for Devontae. He got one for Rogers.
All right. We've run out of time because I now have the numbers. You won't believe this. All right. 1964, okay. Kicking. From 0 to 19 yards, Paul Hornung was 3 of 7, 0 to 19. From 20 to 29, he was 5 of 9. From 30 to 39, he was 1 of 10. From 40 to 49, he was 2 of 11. And from 50-plus, he made his only kick. He made 31.6% of his field goals. Find me someone worse, sir.
Yeah. No, and certainly not in today's era. Did he do the straight on kicking then?
Yes, he did.
Obviously,
yeah.
Right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. But here's where he was.
In
the year that he was MVP, he was 68% field goal.
Yeah, it's still like that's certainly good in that era, but not like outstanding. Again, Vince Lombardi, smart guy, said, all right, enough of this. We're going to go get a person to actually be the kicker.
Yeah, his kicker with the kicker that was with the Giants when he was there. All right, Jason, thanks.
All right, Homer, take care. Be good.
Jason Wilde, all Packers all the time. You go to Wisconsin On Demand, you hit Wilde, and you can just listen. He's on everything, hours, 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 and you'll be so smart regarding Green Bay Packers. The only problem is when you do it, people go like, oh, you just looked up Jason. You got all that from Jason, right? But fine, say it. It's okay. So be it. Tim Van Vorn soon, but I am next.